Roses are red, sugar is sweet. He boot, too big for he goddamn feet. This is the one that started it all, the meme patient zero of this joke that's it might have slightly got out of hand, to be honest.
Did you write it?
I mean,
we
found the guy in Saskatoon.
Did we?
You've got a really great fan in Saskatoon.
Hell yeah.
So we have one fan in Saskatoon.
One fan.
Or okay.
We got one fan just, in
that's
Denver.
Kind of disappointing, I guess.
Okay, so
they're just binging? Is that what's happening right now? That was kind of what I suspected.
So, okay, so Hooligan Eyes.
Cool.
Username Hooligan Eyes.
Nice.
Hello. He is our friend in Denver.
Cool.
He was born in 1961, which makes him Gen X, not a boomer.
Well, he's safe.
You're safe.
He's
like
safe from us then.
But yes, he's listening to everything backwards and forwards. And then we've got Cameron Pickup, our guy in Saskatoon.
Did we send him a sword? Is that the guy we sent a sword?
No, that's an entirely different person.
Entirely different Canadian.
It's so I've been chatting with a few great people. Okay, so Saskatoon guy.
Online dating. With
bless
dog
your
boots.
Heart. This is how I online date.
Maybe
and then,
I'm just thinking that's our first live show should be Saskatoon.
Right?
That
we
would
roll
be.
In.
Right?
Treat it like gods.
I would love
just play
that.
At the local.
Roll out
the local DFW.
Local Timmy Hortons.
Cameron Pickup.
I would like for us to do a pancake breakfast in Saskatoon.
I would love it.
Dream come true in 2020.
Yep. Right here. At like a Holiday Inn or something.
All right, well,
moving
we're
on.
Here.
Cool.
We freaking here. It's
business is done.
Business is done. This is the first one we've recorded since the decade meme review ending the year. So this is technically the first pod of 2020. Ooh.
Oh.
I thought I got rid of that one,
that's
to
a,
be honest.
That's a great stock one.
First pod of 2020. How do I turn it off? Just turn off. There you go.
Whoa!
I could have swore I deleted that one, so I don't know where that one
keep it
came
forever.
From. But we're back. This is Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
My free day.
Recording from Venice to Saskatoon is what we like to say.
That's
yes,
right.
That's what we say.
Ranch Dressing Studios.
Ranch Dressing Studios. Well, how was your guys' break? How was the New Year started for you so far?
It was good. It was a time in my life where I was like, yeah, you're depressed.
Tight. Nice.
I think over 2 weeks I took 3 or 4 showers.
Oh, cool.
I think. And I just sat literally.
I know that's sad, and I know I'm not supposed to laugh at that.
No,
but
it's like it's kind of funny. Like, but by the end of 2 weeks, you're like, okay, Jesus Christ! Like, if I don't have to go back to work, I will become part of this couch. Like, I'll just calcify into the corner of my mom's couch.
I mean, 2020 off to a bang.
I think this colored my 2020 was the fact that I spent New Year's at a house party.
Okay.
With Haley Joel Osment.
Yes. Really?
Yes. Haley.
Wow.
Joel Osment.
There you go. You paint yourself to all the listeners as some schlub who doesn't shower and sits around.
Uh-huh.
And then on the other hand,
you're out here sitting with A-listers.
Yes.
How big is that guy's head in real life?
Huge.
It was a normal head. It was normal.
I've seen the head. Don't say that.
Come on. That
it looked
thing.
Normal from across the room.
Well, I got a huge head, and I respect that his head is what
I feel
saying.
Like, hold on. So
it was really nice.
Am I confusing Haley Joel Osment with the other child star from that era?
Haley Joel Osment is, I see dead people.
Yeah, okay. I guess but he's a weird one because you only remember him as like a tiny boy.
Yes.
He's popped up again in a couple of things, and he's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is actually. Yeah.
He's
great. He was in that Zac Efron, Ted Bundy movie.
Yeah, he was.
And
he looks like a guy from the 70s.
He does. Yeah. And he was just lovely from what I could tell. So that was cool.
Did you guys bump any lines together or do any H or anything?
Oh, man. No. No.
Sounds like a lame New Year's.
Sounds like a lame New Year's.
That's dad talk time to trying to fit in with the kids.
Oh yeah,
you guys bumping any H?
You guys doing any H this New Year's?
H.
I did. Yeah. I did a lot of H in the mid 2000s.
Tripping
in my 20s.
Up that Molly.
Yeah,
tripping on H.
That's cool. Out. Well, I didn't hang out with Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah, that was
you
cool
are already
thing.
One.
So wait, really quickly, before we start talking about the front page, we did our intro. Yeah, Jesus so Christ. I know it's beginning of the year. we're going to talk about to start the year off. We wanted to start out with a bang, so we're going to be talking about one of my favorite subs. It's very popular. It's been around for a long time. Butu Big, which probably means nothing to you. But we'll explain it when we get to it. Before we do that, though, let's talk about the front page, which you're right, has been absolutely popping, partly with really important things that are happening in our world, i.e. Australia and Iran.
Yes.
I feel like Hong Kong is probably getting pretty jealous right now about getting wiped from the front page for these other global moments.
A lot of people are saying China started the fires in Australia just to...
Actually saying that?
No.
Okay. I was like, wow, that's insane.
Australian
but if
fires.
You say a lot of people are saying, people are like, it's a thing.
That's what Trump always says. He's like, people have been saying.
Yeah, it's true.
Been saying that. So we've got a listener in Australia, and his name or her name is, or their name is Dawn is Good 8. And I don't know what it means. Right. Let us know sometime. Is Dawn is Good 8? But they reached out to us. They're listening from Australia. Thank you for being a fan. And because we've got a fan in Australia, and because even if we didn't have a fan in Australia, check out ways that you can donate to the effort for these horrible bushfires in Australia.
It's fucking insane. Have you guys seen the maps that show what Australia's fire rate is compared to the whole of the country of the United States?
Unbelievable. It
is truly insane. Like literally the entire country is on fire. Like this is not like when it happens here, it's like a few places in California, it's obviously devastating. It really affects us, but the rest of the country is like prayers for California. Like in Australia, it is, you know, if it was the equivalent, it'd be like a third of Ohio's on fire right now. A
and
third of Minneapolis. There's nowhere to go. Yeah, it's really, really devastating. And and also, by the way, everybody, the PM over there, and it seems like most of the party leaders are climate change deniers.
Yep.
So they're also dealing with that, where they're just going like, weird how these fires happen this year. Yeah. Huh.
And
hope it's better next year.
So funny because they're like, it's arsonists. And it's like, no shit. You have the same number of arsonists every single year.
Right. Exactly.
This doesn't happen every single year. Like the dry fucking brush and no rain and all this shit, that's what's causing the emergency. So this, our good buddy, he suggests donating to WWF or RSPCA.
Right.
So there are lots of others that you can, but make sure they're legit.
Yeah. And WWF actually in particular, that brings up an interesting one because one of the, I mean, there's so many, there's the devastation of the wildlands themselves, but the real fucking bummer is the death of animals in this situation. Because there have been, people are saying there have been 1 billion animals that have died from getting burned alive or asphyxiation.
Yeah, that's
which is
wild.
Fucked up and is very sad. Obviously, a lot of koalas, probably a lot of ruse, I would assume.
Wallabies.
I think the koalas are considered functionally extinct right now.
Oh. Yeah, I've heard it's like they're
which means
they're
there's
getting
like
slammed.
A couple left, but they don't because they don't exist. Most of these animals don't exist anywhere else in the planet.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if a koala or a kangaroo became extinct? Like those are two of the most iconic animals.
Yeah. That's just fucking crazy and so, so sad. I've seen lots of videos of people like going in and grabbing koalas out of the
I've been seeing that too.
Forest and rescuing them.
Giving them waters.
Yeah.
Something interesting that pertains to the internet and these fires and these maps. These fire maps, people are saying are misleading.
Right.
Yes. The maps that have been going around, and that was kind of interesting. There's a story I sent you guys from BBC.
So,
this artist like created this image of all of, like the combined fires,
right?
And put them on one map, and it makes it look like Australia is basically on fire.
Right.
And then Rihanna tweeted that picture, and so then it kind of goes viral from there, and so everyone just assumes, and it's definitely a lot on fire.
Yeah.
But I think this is like a compilation of all the fires in a year.
Or in the month.
Or in the month.
Yeah.
And so it looks worse than it is, even though it's definitely terrible.
Right. But everybody thought this is like a satellite picture.
Yeah, yeah, because it kind of looks like one, and I just think it's funny. Like Rihanna tweets this picture, which is good.
Yeah.
Because Rihanna's like spreading awareness, and she's got a billion followers. Right. But pictures, like, people are like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Australia's on fire.
Right.
And like, it's a good example of like how information spreads on the internet.
Yeah, I know.
You don't get the full picture, maybe.
Even the, it's all like our fault too, because like the artist, I remember.
So good.
Yeah. And the artist was like, this is a rendering. Like, this isn't an actual picture. This is a render.
Totally.
And I was, but nobody reads what he wrote. They just see the picture and they're like, fuck, look at this picture.
We're all dummies. What else has been happening? I mean, we don't have to, I'm not glossing over it, but that's.
Yeah.
We could talk. I mean, that's a fucking problem. We could talk about it for a long time. The Iran thing, obviously, is also insane. We don't necessarily need to talk about that. You guys have probably already heard all the news. I mean, the reason I will bring up Iran, though, as it pertains to Reddit, is the top post of this past week is of a 22-year-old Iranian here. Just wanted to share my love with my friends all over the world. Americans, Iraqis, Australians, etc. As it is what the world needs the most in these hard times. Hashtag love belongs, love beyond flags.
This one feels, this is a cool post.
It's just a photo.
It's been kicking ass on Reddit.
Yep.
But it feels like this specific little maybe war, every person you talk to that's relatively young is like, I have nothing to do with this. What the hell? Like, huh? I'm busy over here, and I think American people I talk to are like, I'm not interested in going to war.
Nobody wants to go to war.
I bet the Iranian kids in our position over there are probably like, what are you guys doing, dude? We're just like trying to start our graphic design company and get our Levi's jeans. Like, they love Levi's.
Do they really?
And they love America. I saw this documentary, I think on Vice. It was like, young Iranians love American muscle cars. And there's this whole like American muscle car scene over
there.
Weird.
It was cool. That's awesome.
So anyway,
you're right.
This war feels like, I don't think people are into war right now, dude.
Nobody's into war. Everybody's fucking got their own bullshit.
We got
right
TikTok.
Now.
Like,
why would we need war? We got TikTok.
We got TikTok.
I mean, we are like, nobody wants this war. Nobody.
People live a pretty cush life, you know? It's like.
Yeah. But there are people all over the world who are definitely not living cush lives. And Iranians, I know, have been in a pretty dire strait lately, and there are a lot of reasons why conflict is happening, but this one just seems like everybody is like, can we not do this right now, please? Like,
honestly,
the year just started, man.
We all want to kill ourselves for the last few years. Like, let's just have a break.
Yeah.
There's this meme I saw this week of, you know, that meme format. It's like college kids surrounding two lobsters and throwing money at them like they're going to fight. And so the two lobsters are American teenagers and Iranian teenagers, and the kids that are like betting on them, it's Northrop Grumman, Raytheon, and Lockheed Martin.
Yep.
That's pretty much it.
Military,
like, they haven't
industrial
done enough
complex.
Propaganda to get us all into this yet.
I mean, honestly, as well, like, this is, I mean, in, you know, when the Iraq War started, we were in high school, you were in college, Freed, and it was just
yeah.
I was middle school.
Oh, you're middle school?
Yeah, eighth grade, I think.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, and it was. I remember it happening, and I didn't really get the context. You know, you hear about like people's older brothers and shit going to Iraq or going to Afghanistan, and now as an adult, I'm like, oh yeah, we send 18-year-old kids to war.
Yeah,
that is how it works.
And those are the kids we're talking about when we're all like. Starting bullshit, and we'll send
Dude,
troops. They're kids.
The troops that we're sending are fucking are half as young as LeBron James.
Like, fuck.
And I don't want to rag on young kids these days, but you've seen an 18-year-old lately? Like,
they're dumb.
Yeah.
They're dumb.
I mean, but
they just look like babies.
It's,
and I'm like,
it's fucking devastating.
And
it's
I think kids
quiet,
have been coddled more and more as the generations go by. And like these 18-year-olds almost feel like 14-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
The old 18-year-olds at least were like, you know, pouring oil in their car, I guess, or something.
Yeah.
These kids
can't.
A lot of the 18-year-olds don't have driver's licenses now. Like, they don't, they
it's
Uber.
Bizarre. It's very strange. It's a very strange time. And it's This fucking sucks, but we don't need to belabor it because
the other biggest news on the front page is that Segway announced this new stroller for adults. Have you seen that? Yeah,
I have. You know, this is straight out of Wall-E. This is exactly how the fucking plot of Wall-E
goes. Yeah, just sent you guys a good meme that's obviously everyone first thought, like, that's Wall-E. It happened.
Yeah.
And so, of course, like, the memes are kicking off already.
Oh.
I mean, why did they do this? What's the point of this?
Honestly.
They
innovation.
Who would use this?
A lot of really... Well, this is the thing with technology right?
If I couldn't walk, it seems like a nice way to go.
I mean, I get it in the through the lens of, like, ALS patients and shit like that, but this looks very expensive.
Yeah.
And the only people that can use this are fucking Dick Cheney. You know what I mean?
Yep. Like,
and that is not a good invention.
Very cool if I was Dick Cheney. You know I'm a huge fan.
I know you're a big Dick. You're a big Cheney head. Yeah. You stand for Cheney. Oh my god.
I'm a huge Cheney head. It looks iconic. Like, he's old and crippled and he's like warmongering and he's rolling down the hallway in that, and all these people are following him. That's it. It almost seems like evil and iconic. Like, it feels sinister.
Yeah, but what would be
in
really
a comic book way?
A real baller move would be to have one custom made for you.
Right? Well, he would, of course.
I mean no one's gonna buy a fucking Segway wheelchair off the lot.
No, you want to get Under Armour to outfit it in that camo, that hunting camo, and that bright orange hunting.
Exactly. Here's a fun one. This is six down from this past week. Got a in-house expert on the matter. Today I learned that millennial dads are spending three times as much time with their kids than their fathers spent with them. Aww. Back in 1982, 43% of fathers admitted they've never changed a diaper. Today, that number is down to about 3%.
Fuck yes.
From mother.ly.
I think that's such great news.
Yeah. I think it's a nice thing.
Wow.
I wonder how that's going to affect a ton of time doing
baby stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine.
The top comment's really funny.
What is it?
Are millennials killing the shitty dad industry?
Fun. That's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Also,
I know this guy in the picture.
Do you really?
What article? Mother?
Really?
That guy's a friend of mine. I've been in that living room.
What the fuck?
What?
Yes.
God damn it. This world is small as hell.
There's an article, listeners, about on Motherly, and there's a picture of a guy kissing a baby, and I'm looking going, that's a guy's a friend of mine.
Yeah, it's Rich.
Hey, it's Rich.
Mike.
Wow, Mike.
Mike. Nice, Mike.
Cool, man.
So cute. So way to be a dad, Mike.
All dads, that's the thing, all dads know each other. Yes. It's like how you know.
Dad social network.
If you're gay, you know all the gay people.
Totally.
It's the same with dads.
Yeah, for sure. I believe it. Ricky Gervais hosted Golden Globe.
This is my favorite news of the week.
I loved it.
I wanted to talk to you guys.
Fucking insane,
he was
so
fucking funny.
So let's give a quick background. Do we have the transcript pulled up?
Let me pull it up.
I could pull up the video.
What I want to throw at you guys is, why do you think... So Ricky Gervais hosted the Golden Globes. He was great as per usual. He's a great comic. And he kind of had this great monologue where he like shit on all these celebrities. And it was beautiful. And I think the public reaction has been amazing, like super positive, because... And this is what I want to talk to you guys about. Like, why do you think he's getting praised so hard for this monologue? Like, I have my own feelings, but
I feel like it was
publicly,
like,
people love it.
Perfectly captured, at least my like nihilism right now.
Yeah,
where
of course.
He was just like, this fucking doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. Fuck you guys. Like, when he, what was the thing he said where he's like, just fucking come up here, take your little award, thank your family and your God, and get the fuck out. And I just was like, that's so refreshing.
I mean, it's interesting. So I have a couple thoughts on the matter. So one is, I think that I love it. A lot of the people that I saw that were really in praise of it were conservative people who think that Hollywood is full of shit and a bunch of like leftist, liberal, fucking delusional people.
Yeah,
they're not wrong. But I was also kind of like, I don't know if I want to. I don't want to be on the side of Mike Cernovich on this issue. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which felt a little weird.
I hate choosing sides, man.
I know, dude.
It's baloney.
I know. But that was like one thing that I was like, oh, this is strange. This is like an interesting, like kind of, I guess, what would you call that? Gaslighting or something? I don't know what that, I don't know what that is. But
it feels like a wedge issue.
Yeah, it's a wedge issue, dude. But I thought that was just interesting because I think most people, like the gist of what he said, I could pull it up and see if we'll see if this, we're trying a new methodology here. I think, I think he, you know, he also was very bold and funny, which I thought was obviously good, right?
Yeah. You know who kind of annoyed me that night?
Who?
Michelle Williams.
Yo, okay, let's talk about that. So this is really interesting. So she,
I know stuff.
You know stuff.
Oh.
I don't know if I should talk about it though.
Oh my God, maybe off.
So here's here's what I find interesting about that. So obviously Ricky Gervais's whole thing was like, you guys don't know anything about the real world.
Right.
So don't come up here and give some fucking self-celebratory speech about this. Just take your word and fuck off. That was like the gist of what he said. He also made some jabs at like, I mean, he said, he talked about Apple. He's like, but they have sweatshops in China. And, you know, I mean, his great line was like, if ISIS said they were starting a production company, a you'd call
service.
Your agent. Or if ISIS said they were starting a streaming service, you'd call your agent.
It was great.
Which is funny. Which is true because
Amazon and Apple.
Amazon and Apple run sweatshops. Who's the other one? Who was the other one they said? Amazon, Apple, and
those are the
shit.
Two.
There was one other one.
But anyway, continue.
No, but yeah, Amazon like has terrible work practices and sort of treats their labor like slaves. We're like,
yeah, Amazon is truly despicable.
And then you have like, you know, the figurehead is like a cajillionaire, and it's like, who doesn't pay taxes? Who doesn't pay taxes? So it's like, and then you have all these people that happily go work for them, and then they go and talk about equal rights, and you're like, well,
Disney.
Well, that yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, but in a nutshell, I think that's what it is. It's
right. Here we go. Found it.
So if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your god.
Fuck off.
I got muted. So here's the other thing. So let's close the loop on this Michelle Williams thing, and then we'll continue. So the Michelle Williams thing, she gets up and she gives this fucking speech about like
well-rehearsed speech
that was like in women vote for your interests because men have been voting for their interests for fucking 80 or since the beginning or whatever, which again, it was so, and like the fucking bummer cringy part, cause I agree, but it's just like, you don't need to.
It felt
fucking
rehearsed. I can tell from like the last award show where she accepted an award and gave another speech like this, that she's like, you know what, this is the best I can do. These are my platforms. And if I have that platform, I'm going to give a speech about something that's important to me. And I get that. And that's great.
Yeah.
But it's just like such a simplistic view of things. And like the way I'm sorry, this is just the way she delivers it is so cringy. And like, I don't know, it makes me annoyed at how self-righteous she comes across.
It was super self-righteous, and then they flashed to other women in the crowd who all had this smug self-righteous look on them, that it was just like, you're right, get them girl attitude.
I know.
I was just like,
and I saw
Ricky Gervais just talked about that.
Yeah.
Like he just said,
and so many
don't do exactly what you're doing.
Women of color on social afterwards were like, white women have been voting in their self-interest since the beginning of women's voting.
Right.
Like,
right.
Okay. Thanks, Michelle Williams. Like,
it was a very short-sighted moment, and it was all overshadowed by Ricky Gervais, who like, it was like he knew that was going to happen.
Yes,
and he called it out prematurely, and everybody was just like, "Oh, out of taste." And then Michelle goes up and does
that. He pulled an M&M,
dude,
in 8 Mile. Yeah. He's like, "Now what you going to rap about?"
Yeah, pretty. Yeah. I mean, honestly,
very
that's exactly
sick. Very sick,
very sick. But that was
She's such a mope, dude. In a dictionary, you look up Michelle Williams, I feel like she says mope. Like,
what does that mean?
You look at her, she's just a mopey like person.
She just comes across like a mope.
Comes across as a mope. I don't even know what a mope is, dude, but she is one.
A piece of bread that fell into a puddle.
That's right.
Wow.
And there's like some muck on it.
I like that.
She's a mucky mope, dude.
She's a mope.
I mean, she also she is very talented. Michelle Williams is very good.
She's very talented at being mopey.
Well, I think just this.
What has she ever done that's different than her mope?
But this is the thing that people don't like about Hollywood, and this is why it was such a pointed monologue. Is like, we knew that was going to happen from somebody, right?
That's why nobody watches the Golden
Nobody
Globes.
Watches them. And then again, like,
Ricky Gervais
Hollywood,
makes us wanna watch.
Hollywood is delusional. And so this is the actual thing that I kind of put on my conspiracy theory fucking tinfoil hat here about this.
Hell yeah.
Is CBS or NBC or whoever broadcasted the Golden Globes, we're like posting that whole monologue on their socials, which made me kind of go, oh, were you guys in on this?
Yeah.
Well, that's not fun, you know?
I can see maybe.
It just feels like what I liked about it was the renegade nature of it. I think that's what everybody likes. Everybody was just like, he made an Epstein joke. He made like the kind of Apple.
Oh, and then Huffman license plate joke was mm-hmm. great.
Yeah, like he made these jokes Apple that were really pointed, really heavy, that feel like if they weren't rehearsed and weren't written and NBC hadn't approved the text, then it would have been like, fuck yeah, taking down Hollywood. But then it was like, wait, NBC is posting about it. Mm-hmm. Haven't seen any fucking comment from Tim Cook or Amazon or like anybody or Disney. Like, maybe they all approved it and it just is like a viewer generation tool.
Well,
maybe. I mean, if you're in power, letting the sort of the peons like take out some of their rage on you through jokes is pretty harmless.
Yeah.
But that's,
and it sort of deflates the pressure.
Exactly. And that's what worries me. You know what I mean?
But and if they're smart enough to go like, yeah, let them make jokes at my expense, it only allows me to retain power longer.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Wow. What a revolutionary thing coming from you. I love that. I love that. Our like in-house neocon is like, take down the fucking ruling class.
Hit him with a button.
Hit him with a button.
Misa called Jar Jar Binks.
There we go.
That's the one. Servant.
The best
guy. Fuck yeah, man. Should we move into our sub?
We definitely should. Yeah, I think it's time, and I think that we could talk more about the front page. The front page has actually been very funny lately. It just is. I think that it has also been, some days we have these news weeks that are just like, wow, pretty slow. Not a lot happened. Here's a couple memes.
Yep.
This year or this week, it's been like, wow, everything happened this week. It's all populating on Reddit.
Wow.
As it should. But let's move on to
later front page.
Later front page. Peace out. So this
hello,
one.
Hello, Bootubig.
Bootubig.
I don't know. How do you guys say it?
I think that's right.
That's how I say it.
A double T is tricky.
So
the sub we're talking about,
like Jar Jar,
is
Murtherbig.
r/ Bootubig. Bootubig. But it just flows together as Bootubig because that's how it is. So Boottoobig. And it does not make any sense on the surface. But what this is essentially is Reddit poetry in the cadence in rhyme of roses are red, violets are blue.
Okay.
And
it took me like a quick second to get what the hell's going on.
It's
here.
A strange. This
and
is
then
a
I was like,
sub.
Oh, this is amazing.
Yeah.
This is a very popular sub. So there are, I don't know. I think
634,000 people or something. Like
yeah.
That.
So it's a very big sub. And the genesis of this sub is actually very interesting.
Yeah. I want to read, you sent a link.
I did. Yeah.
And I think it's really interesting to read that conversation about how this sub started.
Yeah. And this is also, this one can be confusing because this is it's based on a meme that actually is unrelated to the sub, except through a post that I think was posted on a Ask Reddit or something. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of unrelated, but there's a Venn diagram where they both kind of collect in one place. Dog, as the person, as the only person on this group who can read, do you want to?
Do you have it pulled up, Dog?
No, let me pull it up.
I just texted it to you.
Oh, Angel.
So it was from this guy named Epic Blob, a Reddit user named Epic Blob. And it was actually from Find a Reddit, which is something we should actually cover because that's a great subreddit. There's also 409,000 readers on Find a Reddit. So this is, do you have it pulled up?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So go ahead and read it, and then we'll kind of dissect how we got here.
Just the post.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is.
It's the conversation below it.
Yeah.
The back and forth.
Yeah.
Is where this sub comes from, and maybe there's a version where we. Maybe you read it back and forth.
Okay.
Because it's a conversation.
Am I looking at the right thing?
Yeah.
Yes. So yeah. It's below the post. Start with the grape leaping bingo.
Well, I feel like you're the one who knows how this all works. So let me read the original post and then we can kind of make sense of how it's going. So this was, Boot Too Big was a meme that was essentially it was a dog wearing boots.
Yes.
Right?
Wearing little Jordans. Air Jordans.
Well, yeah, a dog wearing little Air Jordans. And then the text, what did the text say?
Text says, roses are red, sugar is sweet. He boot too big for he got damn feet.
Right. So the original meme was he boot too big for he got damn feet. And that was just like a funny thing that was being put on other images. So if you go to Know Your Meme, they have a nice little write-up on this. And it was just, you know, you would see this used in other circumstances where it'd be like, he blank too big for he goddamn blank, right? Yeah. Or he boot too big for his goddamn feet.
And that little like that's where life comes from on the internet.
Right.
You can't explain it. Really it. Is. It's magic.
It doesn't make any sense, yeah.
Maybe God did it.
Yes.
We don't know. But like from this nothing comes right. this something.
Yes.
And that's like it in a nutshell.
That is the internet in a nutshell. So this guy, Epic Blob, asked on Find a Reddit, roses are red memes is what he's looking for. It says, not actual poems. I mean shit like this. And then post a photo that says, roses are red, sugar is sweet, he boot too big for he goddamn feet. and then it says where it's two lines of the poem and then the rest is a screenshot of something. Are there more memes like this? Is there a sub for that? I need to know. Right. And then, yeah. So then you start seeing below that. Now, where did you say we wanted to start from that part?
To me, it pops up at the Great Leaping Dingo. That's like the start, but I guess I can organize it.
Yeah, I don't really see that. So go ahead and read that.
The Great Leaping Dingo goes, hey, that's an idea. I have no idea how to grow a sub, but I'll subscribe.
Right.
And I'll post if I find stuff. Then Epic Blob goes, thanks. I'm searching for Twitter stuff to rip off and post there right now. LMAO.
Right.
This meme's kind of old. I'm surprised nobody's made a sub for it. And then Great Leaping Dingo. Yeah, it's a bit old. But I see some potential for something decent here. Good luck to you.
Wow. That's so charming.
Then this other guy, Lord of Cinder Gwyn, comes up and goes, something similar, but not quite like this. Pornhub poems.
Right.
And then Epic Blob goes, yeah, that's a bit specific what I'm looking for, but too specific. There's a lot of non-Pornhub stuff on there. And then Han Solo 2843 says, roses are red, sugar sweet. Your question is too big for your goddamn feet.
So amazing.
Then he's referring back.
Yeah.
So, and then Epic Blog says, how is it too big? I don't think this is too unreasonable for there to be a sub for this reason. And then Han Solo says, I was just fucking with you. I don't think there's a sub for this kind of stuff. Maybe start your own boot too big sub. And then like, Epic Blog goes, fuck it, we're doing it. It's an old meme, but whatever. Want to be a mod? And then Han Solo 2843 says, hell yeah, let's do it. Going to bed now, but I'll check tomorrow. And I'll mod with you if you want. And then Morpheus 543 says, and so it begins. It's like the starting
you
point
watched
of
it
this,
happen. Yeah.
It's this conversation of these people kind of coming together
who wow.
generally know the internet.
That's charming.
And they're like, something like this. What about something? Hey, go for it. If you want to do it, I'll support you. And then you look back at the sub.
This is a very prolific sub.
And it's a massive sub, boot
yeah.
tubing.
Yeah.
So that little conversation was how it began, which I thought was
amazing.
And it starts
cool.
as a joke too. So that's fascinating. I did not know that actually.
You guys, Pornhub poems. This is really funny.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Grass is green. I like corn off the corn cob. Zoink, scoobs, and spooky ghost blowjob.
That's amazing.
Lots of good ones.
So it's the same. It's a similar premise. So this one, yeah. So this one is what I like about this sub and what we've. This is an interesting one because it combines news in a way, like weird, wacky, kind of Not the Onion style news and headlines. So what people typically do is they'll take what happened or the news or whatever, something that just has text that fits this cadence, and then they'll retrofit the front half, right?
Yeah.
So, and then the post format is in the actual title, it says the leading statement, right? So the top
red,
one in this
the roses
past week,
are red
yeah,
part.
Exactly.
Yeah, so there's essentially like three chunks to the poem structure.
Right.
There's roses are red, which, that's your lead-in. That's yep. when you know what format we're in. And then the next section is going to rhyme with the article or the title in the end.
Right.
And, so good.
And it's great. And it took me, because I'm dumb, and right. I didn't go to poetry school, Right. It took me like a minute to like get what was going on. And I was like, oh, yeah, oh, that's cool. And so, then I started just laughing out loud by myself. I started lolling. They're really stupid and funny. And this is like quintessential Reddit. I don't know.
Right.
It's genius.
So, read a couple good examples.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. Like, so this past week, I'm going to skip the Donald Trump one because... I'll read the Donald
Trump. We're not a political pod.
We're not a political pod. So there's an image that made its rounds that is literally a woman in Spain, a potato farmer, who looks like absolutely scary, exactly like Donald Trump in every possible way. Even her facial expression.
Can you shoot this around her?
Yeah. So the actual post on BootTubig is, her spade is a weapon. You may have to disarm her. Donald Trump has a look-alike, and she's a Spanish potato farmer, and that is the headline from a Business Insider article.
Oh, I love
and
that.
And you see
so
more.
Much.
So it's like, you know, there's three down. There's an image of Bernie Sanders in Congress, kind of yelling at people. There's another really popular meme that was going around, which is a hilarious meme, and I really like this format. And it's roses are red. Obama beat Romney. All cats deserve a little salami. so you guys have seen the Bernie Sanders, like, are cats allowed to have salami? And then Elizabeth Warren on one side is like, well, it's not good for the cats, so on and so forth. And Bernie's like, cats can have a little salami.
As a treat.
Cats can have a little salami as a treat.
Cats can have a little salami.
As a treat.
As a treat.
You're good.
That's very good. I love his voice.
Oh, that's good.
Roses are red. You're out of luck. We waive 20% off to anyone that's high as fuck. And it's from Taco Bell. Amazing.
This one is, roses are red, your foes will be sad. Do them dirty in front of they dad. And then it says, Sun Tzu, the art of war.
I like do them dirty.
Do they dirty.
Do they dirty, yeah.
Do they dirty. No, do them dirty in front of they dad.
Oh, yeah, in front of they dad.
Roses are red, Shrek pees in a hut. Why does every It girl have Lord Farquaad's haircut? And then this is an image. This is, again, these posts. This is from BuzzFeed by the looks of it.
Then they'll have a post, the image related to it, which is essentially the last line of the poem, is a news headline.
I mean, this is what's...
which is so fun
this
about
This is what's
it.
Not... Yeah, so this sub is interesting because it really does a good job combining some, I guess you could say... like kind of pop culture news, maybe,
but almost but like weird news or like news, not the Onion news.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of stuff.
And it does pull memes too. I mean, this one, I feel like we passed this one around at one point. It was roses are red. What is Santa bringing? And then it's a image that says now that it's like now, like the now cover. Now that's what I call music. It says now that's what I call Mongolian throat singing.
It's great because it's so random.
It's
roses are red. I was a mistake from birth. Wisconsin man banned from all libraries on earth. That last part's the news headline.
Beautiful. There's this picture of like a weird Yoda like computer character. And it says, I have a jar, it comes with a lid, commit multiple war crimes in Yugoslavia, I did.
That's funny.
Okay, the one I sent you guys yesterday is my favorite though. It's really long. But I think it's really funny. It's a mugshot of someone.
No, this was the best one.
It might be the best one. It's a mugshot of a guy. Roses are red. I'm scared of bugs. A burglar contracted syphilis and two types of herpes after snorting more than 50 grams of dried human semen in the mistaken belief it was illegal drugs. that is so good.
Oh, it's... That's just genius.
It's a stretch, but it's a funny stretch.
Because that headline...
The stretch is what makes it funny. I mean, that's the best part
true.
Of it. Yeah.
That's the craziest part. Headline
ever It's one
ever
of the most
written.
Insane headlines ever. Yeah. This is one from... This is the top of all time on this sub, which is very, very funny. So this is a text exchange between two people. And somebody texts, roses are red, Tony Hawk is a skater. And then the response is an auto reply that says, I'm driving right now. I'll get back to you later. and then that person after that just typed, fuck you. Because they knew that was coming.
That is so funny.
That's, I mean, I think the person who sent it knew that person was driving.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And then so they work perfect. Back and they go like, how do I, oh man, people are so clever.
Yeah,
this
they
is,
are.
I mean, this is peak internet. Like, this is, again, one of those things where this is why we love the internet, why we love Reddit, is because there's nothing... this is one of those things where, like, your fucking boomer parents will be like, oh, I guess that's kind of funny, I guess. But, like, this is innocuous. It's not hurting anybody. It's not... It's fucking weird, but it's very funny, very clever, very creative, feels impulsive. And started with a really charming story, actually. Yeah.
Oh, these are good. I love it.
What else you got over there, Doc?
Okay. I was just scrolling past this one. I got to find it again. It's pretty funny. Okay. Here it is. Roses are red. I like eating chicken. Could a farting statue unite Brexit Britain?
Wait, what is that article from?
It's a Guardian opinion article.
That's amazing.
I think we should
write one in real time, and I was thinking of the way to do it is we go to Not the Onion, as like a place to get funny.
Oh, this is a funny one. Roses are red. Henry Cavill is dreamy. To complete the rhyme, you must mispronounce meme.
Meme.
That's funny.
Oh, my God. Okay, this one is dumb, but it does make me laugh. It didn't even get a lot of upvotes, but I think it's kind of funny. Roses are red. Ocean Man is by Ween. That's what I don't understand.
Ween is a band.
Oh, okay. Ocean Man is by Ween. Girls won't date me because of feminism, part 2 of 19.
That's a YouTube video. I love that.
Girls won't date me because feminism, part 2 of 19.
I mean, some of these two are also very innocent and are just stupid. Like, this is... Itsy bitsy teeny weeny creamy Tuscan shrimp linguine, and it's just a photo of a recipe.
So I'm noticing there's not all of them have the roses are red intro, and some of them just rhyme.
Well, there's, I think that the format, it was built for the format, right?
Yeah.
But then I think people are starting to take liberties with the format because it was like, now it's become like Reddit poetry, you know?
So you could almost remove the roses are red from that,
right?
And just say it's a
bitsy. For this subreddit, there are different flares that you can put on your jokes or on your posts. So here is a rundown of all of those, because that kind of explains what they are. So one flare is true boot too big, and this post has both good rhyme and meter and has a significant amount of upvotes.
So these are the Hall of Fame shit,
Small boots. The post has neither bad rhyme or meter. Small boots are usually allowed only on small boot Sundays.
So it has either bad rhyme or meter. Neither. Yeah.
Oh, has either.
So yeah. So one example of that. So I'm looking at the one this is small boots. It says roses are red. He's got an itch. Bear breaks into Colorado house, plays the piano not very well. And then the post below it, somebody's response is he's trying his fucking best, you bitch.
That's good.
That's interesting because the person sort of setting up the poem response for a comment, which is a cool way to play it.
Yeah.
It's like, I hope you fill in the gap here.
Yes.
I know. Exactly. That's true. Yes.
Nice bump set spike.
The next one is implied. The picture in the post has no or few words and the punchline's implied. Quality shit post. A post that is essentially trolling but exceptionally well executed. mod approved. A post that is a mod particularly liked, even if it's got a bad rhythm or rhyme. So that's fun. And then not a boot too big, not a BTB. Posts that do not follow the boot too big format, but were entertaining enough.
That's funny. So what's a good example of mod approved, I'm sure?
Yeah, let's see.
Sharpen the saw and sing a quick ballad. The beef is so raw, it's eating the salad. And this is of what's his fucking name? Gordon...
Ramsey. Gordon Ramsey. Implied. I want to know what an implied one is. Am I smart enough to understand it?
This one just made me chuckle. Roses are red. Pass me that pear. And then this guy from his Twitter post says, Trump loves Norway because we grow his hair. And it's this picture of this beach on Norway with like these... I don't know. They're like sea plants that look exactly like Trump's hair.
Trump's hairdo.
It's so funny.
Oh, man. So this is roses are blue. Anime is whack. And then it's you fell for a fool. Thundercross split attack. That's the meme that was the top of this right. past year.
Yeah.
By the way, I think I figured that one out. I was on something last night, and there is a sub called You Fell For It, Fool.
Ooh.
And ooh. That sub is a misdirect, so you can type any, it gives you instructions. And this is kind of blowing its cover, and I feel like maybe we shouldn't explain this joke, but fuck it, I don't care. This is explaining the magic trick. You can use any sub, so it'll be like, I wish there's a sub for that, and it'd be like, there is, like, you know, fucking LandsEndCoatStore.com, yeah. the subreddit. And then you can type that as a sub, and then it will redirect to You Fell For It, Fool. So it's meant to be like this joke, this cyclical joke subreddit kind of generator thing. Which is maybe why this meme became so popular this past year. So it was like a prank that was happening on Reddit, I think. Yeah. So
of course.
Yeah.
See, 13-year-old boys just pranking people on the internet.
They are.
Roses are crimson, Zuck is a crook. Elon Musk offers to buy and then delete Facebook.
Oh man.
Is that
Did
real?
He really do that?
That's the headline, yeah.
Wow. Cool. That's fucking amazing.
That'd be
They're again in hot water. Did you guys see this fucking news today?
Facebook.
No.
Facebook today came out and said, "Yeah, we're everywhere is banning political ads right now, right?"
Yeah.
And Facebook is like, "Oh no, we're not going to ban them. We're also not going to fact check them. They can do whatever they want." They straight up came out and were just like, "Yeah."
Did they just come out with that today?
Well, they confirmed it today. They were like, "Yeah, like, just yeah, to clear it up, we'll do.
Should we?
We're going to continue
boycott. Not we. I mean, I don't use it anyway, and I know you guys don't really either, but." I mean, should people collectively just be like, you know what? I'm gonna sort of. It's almost like watching snuff films or
yeah.
something.
Yeah,
like
dude.
This isn't good for me.
The problem.
Yeah.
The problem.
I deleted
you guys
my
watch
Facebook.
Snuff films, right?
Oh, I love.
Yeah.
Them.
Yeah. Love a good snuff film. I mean, the problem is that Facebook owns WhatsApp and Instagram.
I know,
but
so Instagram supports it. WhatsApp supports it. Like, even if you're just using the Facebook platform, they're like. We don't care. It's just yeah. like the fucking, you're just using the name of the company. If you're like, oh, I fucking hate Cheetos, but I love Fritos.
Yeah.
It'd be like whatever you want. It's both going to the same place.
That's
I don't
true.
Fucking care. Yeah.
I got a new iPhone the other day because my kid smashed my other one.
Nice.
So it's cool. I'm one of those guys that like takes 5 years to get the new one because I typically yep. don't break yep. them until I had kids. Now they break all the time. But I went in the store. And I was like, you know what? You guys should really be paying us to carry these around. Like, the receiving end of this person's like taking the data and making money off of it. We shouldn't be paying for the hardware. And the guy's like, yeah, man. Like, I'm with you. I felt like a revolution was brewing.
Ooh.
Oh, from the Apple?
I don't know. Don't you guys think these devices are more beneficial for them than they are for us? I mean, we don't make money. We should get a free phone.
Yeah. Because
we're giving
sure.
them free information.
Like, oh,
why
yeah.
spend $700
oh, yeah.
on
no
a thing
kidding.
That
they're then using our information
that's
to do
what
whatever
I'm saying.
They want.
Like,
they're selling it. Yeah.
Right now, that's not an option, but my prediction is like over time, they'll just start giving these to people that can't afford them and just be like, it's fine. We just want to steal your data.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I mean, well, there was a new law that came out.
It starts now. It starts this year, 2020.
And the law was that you can ask any company what information they know about you and have them delete it or something like that.
And then they have to ask you if you want to opt into their data collection.
Yeah.
Oh.
In California, that's yeah. a law.
So I'm fucking down with that.
So I think you'll see a cut back. You know, most people will probably just not be paying attention.
No, of course not.
But
well,
a
I'm,
large
yeah.
chunk of people will remove their data.
I mean, I fucking hope, man. Water is clear. Sometimes it's cloudy. Are you really just gonna pass? Are you really just gonna scroll past without saying howdy? And it's a it's a cat wearing a cowboy hat.
I saw this one is implied. Roses are red. Harambe is in heaven. And then there's just a picture of George W. Bush.
Oh my
George
god! That's
w.
amazing.
George W. Bush did 9/11.
I love that. I love those too because the riddle of it's very fun.
It is.
Where
this
you
one's
just, yeah.
fun. Okay, let me.
I'm gonna go to the. Okay, let's look at a couple implies and see if we can kind
yeah,
of make sense of it.
Yeah, the implied ones are fun. This one's fun. It's roses are red. This ground score is ace, and then it shows a squirrel eating a giant pancake.
Okay, so roses are red. The ground score is ace.
He pancaked too big for his goddamn face.
Wow.
Wow.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Oh.
That's so funny.
Oh, that's amazing.
I didn't even get, I want to try to think if I can get them. One was, what was it? It was a really good one. It just showed like basically the answer was mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell or something, whatever that thing is we've all learned.
Yeah.
And everyone in the comments is just like, fuck you. I hate that I know this.
Yeah. This is a funny one. It's just this microwave. It says, roses are red. My name is not Dave. This makes no sense. And then this is a picture of a microwave. This is just microwave.
Microwave. Oh, cool.
Oh my God. Just a friendly reminder from Santa's little elf and a picture of Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Didn't kill himself. There are good ones in here.
This is funny, man. The implied ones are the implied ones feel like there's probably room to make its own subreddit.
Yeah.
This one, yeah, you have to use your imagination purely. Like, you don't get the free answer.
Yeah, exactly.
Roses are red. You're in luck. And then the picture is a Pontiac Aztec, arguably the ugliest car ever made, DeLorean, and then the Cybertruck. And I think it's Cybertruck.
Yeah. Cybertruck is the one.
Roses are red, you're in luck. 9 months later, Cybertruck. Oh, the Pontiac Aztec and the DeLorean had sex. 9 months later, Cybertruck.
I see. There we
go. Cool.
This is a good one. Roses are red, violets are blue. And then let's see if you guys can get the guess this one. This one's like, this one is a internet Vine nerd land, which, okay. you know, I am part of that zeitgeist.
I'm a freak for Vine, dude.
No, well, Vine doesn't exist anymore, but.
But did you Vine?
I was never a Viner, but I am like a huge Vine fan where I like watch tons of Vine videos, and I absolutely got this one immediately.
There was some good stuff.
Do you guys get this one? Roses are red, violets are blue, and then it's a frame from a famous Vine.
Oh, shit. Roses are red, violets are blue. I don't know.
I can't remember
I'm going to pull this one up then. All right, so...
The picture is the this like hillbilly guy with a six-shot revolver shooting his pistol inside his house.
Yep. So roses are red, violets are blue.
This is why mom doesn't fucking love you.
God damn it.
So that's literally like just referencing that Vine.
Imagine your sibling screaming to you, this is why mom doesn't fucking love you.
And that was because he just shot a gun in the house.
I love that.
Roses are red. Oh, Game Boy is outdated.
That Vine scares me about having the two kids I have.
I know.
One of them could be great and the other one could shoot guns in the house. No.
Oh, no.
Oh, kids.
There are some funny ones that do a variation of the roses are red, etc. And they do the, whoa, we're halfway there. Whoa. And then it shows Lincoln sitting on a bear or like an iguana in a chair. Like
that's funny. So it's its own version of it?
Yeah, kind of. They're in the implied section.
That's
but
really funny. Yeah, I see. Yeah, whoa, we're halfway there. Whoa. Lincoln on a bear.
Lincoln with a machine gun sitting on a bear. Ugh, these are fun.
I am alive. My username is okay. I don't really like those. Those are the ones that imply the username. It's just fucking cheap karma.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna look at some headlines on the news today and see what we can do.
Okay. Yeah, let's try one before we close this one out.
Okay.
This one, man, there's so many cool things going on here. I'll send it to you guys. I'm going to just...
Okay, I made one, you guys.
I'll just read this and then you go. Thunder is loud and so is the rain. And then this guy took this amazing photograph of this guy running a bowling alley. And he's standing next to a soda machine. And there's a sign for vitamin water that's like parading off the back of the soda machine. And the way the guy's standing happens to look like a Native American chief's head regalia.
Uh-huh.
And so it looks like he's like his chief head is made of vitamin water. So okay. The thing then goes, okay, so thunder is loud and so is the rain. And then this guy writes, chief vitamin water surveys his domain. And it's just like, man,
so
so many things stupid. Had to line up perfectly for that to work.
So silly.
I love it.
Oh my God.
All right, okay, dog. Let's see. We're going to try one in real time. See how it goes.
Get this. Roses are red. My birthday's belated. Jillian Michaels criticized for saying Lizzo's body shouldn't be celebrated.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
So celebrated.
Not surprised at all. You were able to do that.
Yeah.
Celebrated and belated.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice hook.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're good.
We're going to find out. We're going to do these. We can do these. But we just have to find the best headlines.
So, yeah, I feel like, where did you get that? Not the Onion or wherever? It doesn't matter.
I think it was NBC News.
Oh, God. Literally just straight from NBC News.
Ooh, I got one more.
All right.
Roses are red. I have kleptomania. Statue mocking Donald Trump torched in Slovenia.
Wow, you are very good at this.
I can rhyme.
Don't put Fried and I on the spot. It's gonna like literally. I'm gonna have to edit out years of silence.
Let's do a Fox News headline.
Oh, hold on. Roses are red. Don't try to fuck us. Amish med plead guilty. Sentenced in alcohol-related ruckus.
Nailed it.
Oh, man. Why don't you do one?
I'm trying to find one. Yeah, I know.
Here we go. Roses are red. Want to spend the night? After slapping incident, Pope kisses nun who vows not to bite.
Amazing. Oh my God.
Okay.
Cool.
Roses are red. My brain is dense. Pressure mounts on Pelosi to transmit impeachment articles as key Dems lose patience.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yours are good and
that was a celebratory alarm.
Yeah, that was my alarm that was like, you killed it. You can go.
I'm trying to think, like, what rhymes with, okay, let me, all right, hold on. Okay, roses are red. What rhymes with thing that is not thing?
Bring.
This is why.
Give me
why
one.
You wouldn't cut it as a street rapper.
I know.
Ding. Like,
give me
king.
Give me one that ends in ring, dog, or give me one that ends in an ing.
Like a roses are red. Roses are red. Nice engagement ring.
Arizona city under siege by graffiti artist who keeps writing penis man on everything.
Yeah, solid. That was a good one. Penis man?
I feel like if I was an editor of a news publication, I would start requiring all of my editors, my section editors to start writing everything with the roses are red, violets are blue cadence.
Yes.
So that they could just be propagated on this in the subreddit.
That would be so good.
It would kind of be a smart move, right? I mean, just going to make virality a lot easier.
I think that's true.
Roses are red. The planet is getting hotter. 1,000 camels will be killed in Australia because they drink too much water.
Wait, what?
That's the headline.
1,000
camels will be killed in Australia because they drink too much water. I guess there's
That's camels. Weird. I didn't know there were camels in Australia.
Hey. That's so sad.
Hey, man. That's why I got to read the article. Camels have been brought around the world because apparently they're like a, you know, pretty worthy beast. They're good in warm climates.
Camels. Huh. Camels.
Duh.
And they don't even drink a lot of water because they're camels, you know? They store them in their humps.
Roses are red. Dog boobs wished she owned more pugs. Most terrifying experience of my life, in quotes, cats viewers on seeing the film on drugs.
Oh, shit. I bet. Oh, that was a funny Ricky Gervais when he called James Corden a fat pussy.
And he was also in Cats.
I know.
So funny.
Ricky Gervais was?
No, that was what he said. He was like,
yeah
was James Corden's a fat pussy. Oh, and he was also in Cats.
Right, yeah. Everyone loves James Corden.
I don't.
Right.
I don't,
I'm just saying,
I
like,
I don't believe it.
In general,
it. Yeah,
everyone
agree,
loves that
I
guy.
Agree.
And then you put him next to like a comic like Ricky Gervais.
Oh, ruthless.
Who the fuck are you, man? You're fucking pussy.
Like, dude, Ricky Gervais is ruthless, man.
Ruthless.
Yeah.
So amazing. All right, let's close this guy out. I think this sub is funny. We all got to get to our respective things. Let's end on one more. Let's go around the table, end on one more that we make IRL, and then we'll hit a couple randoms and close this boy.
All right. Okay, so we're making real life ones?
We're making one up to close it out.
Ooh, okay. Wait, I'm going to try to I think
Dog Boobs has the power.
She's the one that can...
She reminds me a lot of Biggie Smalls when he was coming up.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I agree. Okay, should we do... We need to do U.S. breaking news, okay? All right, let's see.
Top news of the day or the moment, maybe. Be kind of a fun challenge.
do one based on the real
like whatever's like happening now.
All right, this is sad. Okay, this is news that I might be giving you guys right now.
Whoa, breaking news. We break a lot of stories on the spot.
Roses are red but don't break a sweat. U.S. officials confident Iran shot down passenger jet.
Ooh,
in Ukraine.
Ooh, that's not good.
Yeah, Ukraine jetliner. So that's what happened.
You think that was a mistake? I mean, why would they shoot down a bunch of passengers unless they thought it was the United States or something?
In the Ukraine? What is this all connected? Like, I don't get it.
Follow the money, dude. Qui bono.
Qui bono. Big pharma.
It's all about electrical car batteries, uranium, gasoline, chickens.
Wow. I'm so sorry for bringing it
chickens.
Down.
No, you didn't bring it down. I'm just trying to find something that can top it.
Okay, one more. Roses are red. The capital of Chile is Santiago. Is it? I don't know. Coyote attacks 5-year-old outside nature museum in Chicago.
Here's one. I think I screwed it up already. Roses are red. I need to pee. Ruth Bader Ginsburg reveals she's cancer-free.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
I know, that's really good. I really like that one.
What's nice is actually giving you guys a piece of information that you maybe care about.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah,
that,
yeah.
I think, makes it like, oh, I didn't know that, but now I don't need to read the article.
That's
because you told me a poem.
That's how I'm going to give people bad news.
Yeah. Hey, you know? Roses are red. I love corn on the cob. And you've just lost your job.
Yeah.
That's like how you fire someone.
And you're like, hey.
Wait, what?
Or your doctor comes in and is like, roses are red. You're my tiny dancer, but I'm sorry to say that you have bladder cancer.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. All right. Here we go. Roses.
You would punch the doctor.
I know. Yeah, exactly. You would punch him, but you'd be like, pretty good,
but
dude.
Good, man.
All right. Roses are red. Frida's self-made beer is more mead-ish. Florida man wakes with no memory of his past, only speaks Swedish.
Beautiful. I think that's beautiful.
That's crazy. If that's
yeah,
a story.
That's a real story.
I've heard of that happening. That's pretty cool.
Swedish is a tough word to rhyme with.
Yeah, it is.
Mead-ish is pretty good.
Mead-ish is mead-ish, a way you describe coffee.
What about
or
feed
or
fish?
Ooh.
Feed fish, Swedish. Yeah.
Hot dish. Hot plate.
Hot dish.
Hot dish.
We might have to just re-record this entire pod and just do this the entire time.
Just poems and screaming?
Just poems and screaming. All right. Boo Too Big. I feel like when we're feeling down, we might have to just come back to Boo Too Big and just play this game again where we have to
here we go.
Go through this and make new poems. All right. One more, and then we got to do randoms and leave.
Well, no. I just found Chinese paddlefish, maybe for your Swedish.
Oh. Still working on that one?
Still on Swedish
rhymes.
Oh, yeah. Rhymes.
Chinese paddlefish are extinct.
I mean, I'm like now I'm on Florida Man, so I feel like Florida Man is probably the best place to do this game because there are so many crazy ass stories.
Roses are red. Don't step on your rake. A new virus related to SARS is behind China's mysterious pneumonia outbreak.
Oh, I saw this. I also saw this news.
Cool. Well, that would be helpful for. I don't know. It's going to sound bad. Chemical. I'm not getting into chemical warfare. China's too strong.
This one is it's one of the greatest headlines I've ever read. This is amazing. Roses are red. Soon we'll all be dead. Florida man arrested for practicing karate by kicking swans in the head.
Oh, BB.
That's so funny.
I mean,
so rude, but so
it's so easy to visualize.
I know. It's such a hilarious image that is the most Florida man thing I can imagine.
And those birds are so aggressive.
They're very aggressive. Yeah,
it's actually kind of good training because they come at you.
Yeah.
And you have to, you're almost in like a real battle situation. I'm not a proponent of this, but I can see why it's appealing to a man on meth.
That's fair. That's fair. All right. Let's close this guy out. So this is not what it could be, but is interesting. So this is a subreddit for Modern Warfare.
Ooh, not the game? Not Call
well,
of Duty?
Well, this is the game, but just the subreddit Modern Warfare could also be literally Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
Which would be more interesting than the game Modern Warfare, if you ask me.
Yeah. If you ask me.
If you ask me.
This is good for 2020. It's just get disciplined.
Oh, I like that.
It's just a whole sub about, you know, getting disciplined.
It does look good.
Man, okay.
Dang.
So, you know, Jocko Willis, that stuff.
I like that. I got posture tips guide.
Whoa.
People with bad posture. Maintain a good posture. Maintain a good posture is an essential part of life. You will get helpful posture tips, guide, research, and information.
That's a pretty cool sub, actually.
It really is.
It's like a very helpful little idea.
I've got bad posture. I really, really need to.
Do you?
Have you seen that little?
You've
also broken
slumping.
Your back many times. So.
Have you seen that nugget thing they're selling around?
Does it like
you
buzz
put it
you?
On your back and you like have to like pinch your shoulder blades together? I always say lead with your nips. You know.
Yeah, that's what I say.
If you kind of like point them out,
lead with your nips.
You're kind of yeah.
That's
let
good
your, nips cross the finish line first. You know what I mean?
It's a very very good piece of advice. All right, well. Boo Too Big, funny sub, man.
Love that sub.
I can't wait to actually talk about this one again. I feel like we're going to kind of get into this. Yeah. If you have any of your own Boo Too Bigs that you want to send us, please, by all means, we'll
read them.
We'll read them. Dog boobs, we'll turn them into actual visuals, maybe.
Yeah, throw them on our sub or Instagram is always popping.
Yeah,
off
I was
too.
Talking to a friend, by the way. Yeah, we can throw them on Instagram. I was talking to a friend about this sub because he's a big shout out, Zaid. He's a fucking DigiReddit freak. And he was like,
Zaid. That guy sounds like he has guys in leather suits in his basement.
Zaid.
What planet is Zaid from?
He's from Iraq, actually.
Uranium, dude?
Iraq slash Britain.
Oh, well. That's
but
why
he,
his name seems tight.
He was saying, we've talked about making shirts for fucking 60 episodes. Which we have, so
I have
we
one.
Have to do it at some point.
I have one.
So we just
we
have to
made
we
shirts.
Have to we have to hire a fucking assistant and get these things made.
Well, this is America, dude. He's got to prove himself. Come work for free.
It's called unpaid internship.
unpaid internship with DigiReddit, where you get experience in being wildly unprofessional. All right. Well, this is DigiReddit, a weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
My free day.
Talking about Boo Too Big and the front page. Welcome to 2020, everyone. The future's now. Talk to you later.